Hello, everybody out there in farm country. Today's commentary is brought to you by the Council for Biotechnology Information. With biotech corn and biotech soybeans, biotech cotton, we don't need to spray as much insecticides or herbicides. We produce a cleaner, more wholesome product and a better yield. For more information, visit the Council's website at www.whybiotech.com. And now for today's commentary. Way back in January, I was surprised to read in the Washington Times newspaper that on the eve of his retirement as Secretary of Agriculture, Dan Glickman established 7 advisory councils to provide ongoing advice to USDA employees who are members of protected classes. I thought to myself, what does all of this mean? If these councils were so important, why didn't Secretary Glickman appoint them when he was Secretary of Agriculture? Is this to help Secretary Veneman or what? Well, get this. Here is a list of employee advisory councils. Gay and Lesbian Employee Advisory Council, Women's Employee, African American, Asian American, Hispanic, Native American Employee Advisory Council, Employees with Disabilities. Monthly meetings will be required, all travel and lodging expenses paid for by our tax money. What a waste! I'd hoped the whole idea would just go away, but this week, another article in the Washington Times reads, these are headlines, USDA seeks gay lesbian specialist. Post pays $97,000 per year. And that's just one of the 7 jobs. When adding it up, that's $700,000 in salaries, and I guess these 7 specialists will head up the 7 councils. I can't think of a bigger waste of manpower and resources. Why am I seeing this kind of pandering in a Bush administration? That's not the way to be the big tent party. It's fine to hire all of these diverse people. I'm all for that. But give them a real job. Agriculture needs good people to do real work. This is all politics. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.